Secret.
Hoi, I am Hank.
This podcast is about two people in a long-distance relationship. 9,219.21 kilometers between the land of tacos and tequila, Mexico.
And the land of bikes and cheese, the Netherlands. Hosted by two individuals that on every episode will share how it is in a relationship like this.
We will explore ourselves, the world, and share with you our experiences, thoughts and feelings in this special adventure.
How to cope up between the difference of our culture and traditions, have a good time,
and enjoy this ride with us.
Hoi Ingrid.
Hola Hank.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, nice.
What are we talking about today?
This episode will be about our opinions about dating apps, stereotypes between countries, and what other people think about that. Mm. I was thinking, let's do a podcast about that.
I think that's a very, very interesting topic.
See.
I think that apps, well, dating through an app, it's a very stereotype thing nowadays, and since the dating apps appear.
Existed, yes.
So I would like to know your opinion, my opinion, probably the people's opinion. We will talk about what does, how I perceived it in Mexico and how you perceived it in Holland.
Yeah, and there was also a difference, of course, between us, because I had it locally installed.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, we talked about it in our first episode a little bit, but I had it around 30 kilometers, because my farthest date was traveling 2 hours instead of around 14 to you. So, how did you came at Holland with online dating app?
Well, that's a very good question. And probably lots of people must be wondering why a Mexican is looking for a Dutch guy.
Because to clarify, I wasn't looking for a
true.
Mexican.
That's true. Hank wasn't looking for a Mexican girl. And we have talked about this, and it was me, the one who made it more possible, this.
Yeah, this is all your fault.
This is all my fault. That's true. This is all my fault, because Hank was just looking for someone close and in his own country, Holland. And yeah, I went all the way to the other side of the world, of my country. So,
did you start off in Holland?
No, yeah. I was looking in many countries, and as I said in the last episode, I like knowing people from different countries, different cultures, and many years ago I went to Europe. I really like Europe. I really liked it, and I was kind of fond of the Netherlands, Belgium.
It's beautiful for you.
Beautiful, beautiful countries. So, but this time I was looking for people in France, in Germany, and then suddenly I was like, well, Holland can be. I really like things about Holland. I studied Dutch for 9 months many years ago, so I was like,
I got a little bit of Dutch in me.
Exactly, so I was like, well, twice. And I always, when people listen to me or just with text, they know that I know a little bit of Dutch, they are like very surprised. So it's kind of fun.
Ik weet een klein beetje Nederlands.
Een beetje, yeah, een beetje is un poquito in español and a little bit in English. So ik spreek Nederlands een beetje. That means I speak Dutch a little bit. That's right. I said it correctly.
Yeah, you said teacher. Yeah, I think you said that correctly.
So yeah, it was. I had many matches from those countries, but suddenly I got yours.
You got my,
I got yours, and well, we told the story last episode, but that was my way to get to Holland. I was just surfing.
Yeah, and in Holland it's pretty normal, I think, to use those online dating apps. There's not much people thinking like, whoa, this is really weird. Especially during pandemic time, it's quite common. I knew lots of people who are using dating apps, and even without pandemic, they would use it.
And if you don't mind me to ask you, how long have you been using those apps?
I think around a year.
Around
a year, yeah.
Okay.
I used the famous one with the T, and another one happened with A. It's just not so. That's a kind of nice one when you're traveling. That then people use that app, then you can see if you cross lines. So, so you have always a conversation. Oh, I saw you at the station. Oh, I saw you at that. I saw you at this. I saw you at that. So it's a little bit different, but quite the same. Quite the
same. It's to meet people.
So those two, yeah, to meet people. Those two I used. Yeah.
And what was your opinion before and after using apps?
Well, again, I come from my personal
What I want to ask you is, like, you were embarrassed of using it. You were like normal, like, well, let's do it.
No, I was not embarrassed
at all.
No,
okay.
It's quite normal to use them nowadays. And there's not... I never had anybody talking to me like, well, why are you using dating apps? It's stupid. Why just go out and see the people?
See.
Met them for yourself. So, no, I think in Holland it's quite normal to use this.
Holland and Europe, right?
It's hard to speak
see.
For others. And
but
probably,
it's more open.
Probably people in Holland, some will say, that's not true. It's ridiculous
but
to use... to pay a little bit money to meet somebody.
See.
So, but I don't think that people have a bad opinion about
exactly.
dating apps
at least
in general.
Around your environment
See.
And the people
yeah.
you know. Sorry. And it's very interesting. I found that very interesting because
how is it in Mexico?
Exactly. How is it in Mexico? And of course, I cannot speak for everybody, but I feel safe saying this, that in Mexico in Mexico I can say that some people, lots of people, they believe that using dating apps, it's not like the best thing to do, and you should feel embarrassed. And also I have told you, like, the most common idea of dating apps is like, oh, because you don't have any other option.
It's your last desperate
exactly,
thing.
Like, it's your last desperate chance.
You have no chance at the bar.
Exactly,
you're
or you're ugly, so
see.
You can find someone. I found...
Even during pandemic time, doesn't it change a little bit, you think?
Well, I think, and I have heard, I don't remember where, but probably on the internet, that dating through apps, it's been increased more in pandemic time. And I can really relate, because how come you can meet someone if you cannot go out?
See, if there is no reason... there's not many places left out.
Exactly, and this pandemic time also brought us being with ourselves, and even besides your family, you don't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah.
So that's why people starting to use it more, or just leaving behind that stereotype and say like, well, who cares?
Sure.
I'm gonna do it. In my case, it wasn't that idea, because I have used these apps before. But if I'm honest, I think that's why I didn't use it in Mexico. One of my reasons was because I'm Mexican, so I don't trust. So I was like really afraid of using it, because I was wondering, who am I talking with? Is he a killer? Is he someone that probably is not the one that it's on the app, the photos are not real.
Yeah, that's...
So I think in Mexico, that's one of the fears, that you are not really talking with the person, you are looking in the pictures.
It can be dangerous.
It can be dangerous. That was my first reason why. And when I was in the United States, I was like, well, yeah, people here is different. And yeah, I always had good experiences, not bad ones. But also, I was kind of ashamed, because it's not like if you're with your friends, you cannot say like, oh, I met someone through Tinder.
You wouldn't tell it to everybody in your friend
No, no.
list, so to say.
But not, but because I would be afraid of being judged.
Huh.
See.
Yeah, that's totally different in Holland. I showed that app many times to with friends and colleagues, like, oh, I'm using this. This is my photos. This is
You're
my
not
profile.
embarrassed
No,
at
not at
all.
all. You talk about it. You can maybe help each other even. And no, there is no. I don't feel embarrassment, and I didn't have the feeling that many other people had. Again, I come from a long marriage, and before that, there were no dating apps, and I started to dating during the pandemic. So that's maybe a little bit different, but again, I didn't feel like that people felt dangerous. Of course, the woman I know using the dating app, they're always agreed to a meet up in a very public place.
See,
It's always the case. They so far I know they don't go on the first date by some guy's house or something like that, or stepping in his car. It will be in public place where
with lots of people.
more people at least, and so they I think they ruled out the danger of that. And I didn't have very much bad experiences. One day the woman didn't look really like the picture. She was a little bit more human, so to say, than I expected. But that was all. I still had a nice date. It didn't work out or something, but we had fun in the bar and there were more people and just like a normal going out. It
I
was
think
in.
those are the risks of dating through an app.
See.
And but yeah, it's I think it's very
Did you hear many horror stories in Mexico? I didn't
I was going to say.
know any in Holland.
It's not like I have heard close stories, but you know, in the news or the newspapers or internet, it's like, and I was going to say that, like, you know, in the world, there's people that it's smart and some people that is not that much.
Yeah,
So probably
there's balance in there.
with dating apps, it's like you really have to know that the other person is real. And how do you know it? Well, if you have their contact, if he or she show you pictures,
See.
if she or he calls you.
Yeah, a phone call or especially video calls, of course,
Exactly
that
that.
will clarify a lot of cloudiness around the account, so to say.
See,
Yeah,
so it's just.
and I always use the Google image search, so you can, and then you see, oh wait a minute, this woman also lives in France. This little one is lives in
That's
England.
a good
This is some model using
another picture.
pictures uses from a model or whatever, stock photos and.
Exactly. It's like the people that knows me is like always asking me, why you do it? Why you risk it like that? But it's like, well, of course I don't think that I'm that silly of not noticing that the person is real.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from my experiences that I have always meet the real person. Never I have had like people that I don't know, like it's not the
Totally
same.
different. Yeah.
Totally different. So
So
yeah, I think I have that sense.
even the heights, even the whiteness
Yeah,
of
probably a little bit different,
even a
but
little bit,
still
yeah.
the real person.
Saying that you're 170 instead of 165 or
Exactly.
something like that,
Exactly.
smalls or so. Yeah, that's not so
So
important.
yeah, I think that people, we are not encouraging you to dating through an app, but
And did you meet throughout the app, or did you first have more conversation throughout WhatsApp or
see,
calls?
I always, most of the times, it's like.
Georgie Ben, always been first on the WhatsApp, and then you can share, like we said, the pictures, maybe a phone call, or at least send a voice message, what I'd like to do, so that the girls can run away about my voice.
No.
No. But yeah.
See, I think that we can find a way to make people to do stuff to believe.
So this, in if I hear your story and you hear mine, and again, this maybe this our experience, of course, but there is a difference between our countries.
Exactly.
There is a difference.
There is that's the interesting thing about this.
Yeah.
That how is it?
How do you think it in Mexico it evolves slowly in not embarrassing in general, or do you think good stay this way?
I think it's becoming more open now. Like people is just like in this idea of who cares.
Yeah.
But still,
why
it's
not?
Why not? Yeah, but still it's like, of course it's like the environment you are, but yeah, I think it's more open, more, a little bit more open, and people just...
I'm really interested myself if this pandemic will be over at some point, how people are reacting to it. Do they keep using those dating apps? With
I really think it will be like that.
I think you can quite used to it, and it's kind of handy and easy, of course, you know?
See, I think like we have talked before, nothing will replace the... The real thing, like the touching and...
If I talk throughout a man's opinion, I don't have to walk up the girl in the bar and start talking to her. You just have a match online, and then the chatting is less... how do you say that? It's less... less difficult for some men. I didn't have any problems with talking to women, but I can imagine if you're not, if you're a little bit shy and stuff like that, you have more chance on a dating app than in a bar or wherever you normally would meet people.
And for example, also just finishing this little intro, I was, you asked me why Holland, and I was, if I'm honest, it's not that I don't like Mexicans, because we have very beautiful men in Mexico, and probably
good men,
probably just, some others don't.
Yeah, we'll treat you.
I don't want to sound like that girl that, oh, Mexicans, they are all the same.
Plus, I traveling to you and I see a lot of women traveling to Mexico to meet their man.
Oh, that's true.
That's there are good men out there.
See, there must be, but I haven't found it. I haven't found it. But also, it's not like, well, some friends of mine is like, oh, because you really like Europeans and...
of course, it can also be your type, right?
But also, I have a good friend of mine that he told me, well, if you like Europeans, then what?
Well,
and
why
then
not?
Then my brain explode. Boom. I was like, why should feel embarrassed about that?
Yeah.
Because... It's not like I say, it's not that I don't like Mexicans, but I have a tendency of liking güeritos, as I call Hank, is a güerito. I like blonde eyes, like very beautiful blue. Well, your eyes change lots of colors.
Yeah, that's
women, don't be jealous, but my guy change his eyes color. Sometimes they are gray, like now. Sometimes they are blue, sometimes they are turquoise. So, very beautiful life.
I don't know why this is.
See,
and how
we don't know
became,
why.
But,
you're weird.
Gracias.
And I like just burritos. And, here you are, and that's why Holland.
Yeah, and that's how we met, of course. Because, again, I was not looking for a Mexicana. Not that I care about nationality that much, but yeah, this way we did meet up, of course.
See, so thanks to me, we are here sitting next to each other.
See,
but also thanks to you. If you didn't reply, or if you didn't even send a message to me,
yeah, I could already say, wow, this distance is way too much. I'm never gonna have a drink with her somewhere, or a stroll at the park, or whatever, whatever the first date will be. But yeah, we made it We made it possible.
We made that possible. See. And that's also one of the nicest feelings that, and also why we're doing this podcast, because sometimes people just think like, ah, oh, no, this is not possible. Yeah. And well, Hank proved me that even in hard times, you really can make it possible. And
see, it's difficult. It's, yeah, again, the world is upside down. It's a crazy world. But if you really, really want something, it's often
possible.
Possible. And I have a feeling that if I see you around and people say, no, I can't do it, it's not possible. It's just about choice. You choose this about over that.
Now that you're saying that, we are going to talk about that. How difficult is for you, or has been for you during these months, to deal with comments about people about dating a Mexican?
Yeah, well, I can say they're quite not positive.
And
I got positive comments, but it's also lots of jokingly and then from friends and so then it's not, it sounds negative, but it is not really negative. But yeah, I would, if I go to Mexico, all my organs would be removed. I cannot let you do my suitcase because it will be full of cocaine.
Oh boy, that's the worst one.
So,
okay.
I was hoping on that, but no, nothing. So I'm not rich. Yeah, those kind of, the cartel is on every corner of the street. You get robbed every 10 minutes. Stuff like that, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, and now that you, well, we have talked about this with each other, but
everybody's poor, by the way.
Everybody.
So you were only after my money.
After
so
your money, I'm a scammer.
Yeah, you're a scammer. You're everybody in Mexico is wanted money from
and
other
it's,
people.
It's funny for me because you just said in the beginning of this episode, like, well, Holland is an open mind. Society.
In general, you can say that. Si. Of course, in every society, si. You have assholes.
But how is the contrast about saying like, yeah, I'm not embarrassed about saying that I'm dating through an app, but now, how are you dealing with the comments of people that are around you? Like your friends, people from work, probably family?
Yeah, there are a couple of people who are disappointed in. They keep on negative, and yeah, actually, I just drop them a little bit, because how many times you can explain this is not the case?
Exactly,
you
but
not
also you cannot judge them because we know that these things happen.
Yes, but then again, how can you judge a country and people in it
See,
if you've never
true,
been there?
That's true. And as I told you, it's really sad for me. Really, really sad. When Hank told me about this, it's like, how come they can judge a country when they haven't been in?
Si.
And also, someone, like in this case me, how can they judge me? And how can they can feel or think that you can be so silly of not noticing that I'm a good or a bad person?
Yeah, even after my third visit, the same comments persisted. And I was like, guys, come on.
See, this is sad. It's sad.
This, yeah.
It makes me feel sad and disappointment. And also because of my country. Because, yeah, we know Mexico has not the best reputation in the world, but...
Oh, yeah, you sorry to interrupt you. You Mexicans only sleep during the day. You do nothing at all.
Yeah, oh boy.
Just a big sombrero. You sit in the sun
and
you wait till evening and then you start drinking tequila.
See,
and then that's it.
That's the thing that, there's lots of stereotypes that they are not real. And I always say to Hank that probably it's because those people haven't been here for real. So they don't know the real Mexico, the people, the food, all the things, all the good things that we have.
Yeah, I was self really surprised by the work ethic and the openness of most Mexican I encounter, so to say. I was like, wow, everybody is doing here something to get by, and very nice people. And this is my fourth visit, and I really, this is the truth. I never felt as a foreigner or treated bad or different in a negative way as a foreigner.
Yeah.
Zero.
See.
No.
And also one of the things I told Hank, he was like, just come to Mexico and without the expectations, and I want you to see Mexico as it is, and I think you are really surprised about it, right?
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mexico is also really large. So
see?
There is a difference about the north, the south, the middle, the cities, how do you call it? The not so urban areas, maybe.
See?
But so far, what I experienced, está bien.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has been great, right?
See, yeah, really great. Yeah. I've never felt in danger. Of course, Mexico City is a big city.
See.
It's the fourth biggest city of the world.
But
in every city, your chance you get robbed somewhere or something, you know. That's
see, but it's your fourth visit, and what has happened to you?
Nothing,
people, nothing.
Not
you can come to Mexico.
I think my baddest experience is so far too much salt on a margarita.
On a margarita. That's true. That's the worst experience.
Yeah, that's my worst experience so far.
See, so you feel safe, right?
Also, as I think. Now my fourth visit, it's quite a lot of rain. I feel at home here. In
now it's raining. Now at the moment it's raining.
Hegel even, yeah. So it's coming ice from the sky.
Yeah, but the weather in Mexico is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But the people are nice.
See,
nice.
People is nice. Food, what about food?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Stop about food, because this awesome. Yeah, the food is... I wanted to say to all the Mexican people, be very glad you're born here, qua food, because this is excellent. And
see.
If you've never been abroad outside of Mexico, you will probably miss it after 2 days.
Yeah, I cannot tell you you're wrong, because this is true. This
I can,
Mexican food
is
the best.
This is different. See, this something different indeed.
See.
Yeah.
But coming back to our topic.
Ah.
So you have had a bit of hard time about you coming here, having a girlfriend from Mexico.
Not so much support. No, why do you do this? Is this worth it for you? You spent money on tickets, which is, yeah, of course, things are not free in the world. And I was a little bit disappointed.
But just so you know, we have talked about this. If the situation would be different, I would do the same for you. The thing is that I cannot go to Holland now.
No.
So.
Maybe there's some exceptions, but that would be really difficult. But that's pure pandemic.
So, but what I'm trying to say is not that. Oh, I'm making you spending money.
No,
or
this is like one-sided in the relationship. Like, you have to travel to me, otherwise it's not worth it. Something like that. Or
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not the case at
that's
all.
Not the
no,
case.
This
and,
is,
and probably I can understand your the comments you have had, because you are traveling here, you're making the effort, but...
Yeah, I got also comments like, how do you can fly, you're a spreader of a deadly virus. Well, I get tested all the time, I get tested 3 hours.
We are healthy people.
See, I get tested before I board, I test myself before I go to Mexico, so I don't bring it to Mexico, I don't take it from Mexico to Holland. Also, that comments you can feel, and even you can feel, see in the tone of the voice of people, they are... quite, even if they're not negative in saying, you can feel not
a good vibe.
See, yes.
See, and it's not judging, but yeah, I can understand, but at some other point, I cannot understand that those opinions.
Yeah, I think it's like the combination of the pandemic, your bad reputation of your country,
exactly,
and also a little bit jealousy, people sitting at home and. I'm just like, I'm gonna go to Mexico.
To Mexico,
yeah.
Have a good, having a good time.
Yeah, and my government says you need a really good reason to go to another side of a country.
To
now, visiting
trips.
My girlfriend is a really good reason.
I totally agree with you.
So
this is an essential thing to do.
Necesito.
Sí, it's una necesidad. But yeah, thank you. I always tell you thank you for coming to my country.
De nada.
And you want to know my side?
I want to definitely know your side. How is your group of friends supporting you? Your family? Well, your family I kind of know.
See.
Si. So I know the answer, but please tell.
Well, with my family, you know the good part. Si. Because funny story is that my mom is, well, she's a woman, 60 years old. So, of course, those people have their opinions about using the internet and what for. And, of course, with the situation in Mexico about women. And
sí, because you have a tradition in stuff like that. Eh? It's not like you... How can I explain this better? Here in Holland, it's quite normal. You just date,
yeah, exactly.
Sleep over. But it's...
And here is different.
Yes, tell us.
Here is different in a normal situation of dating.
Yeah.
Like, hey, well, yeah, yeah. I met him at work. I met him at the gym. But no. This case, he was like, I met him through an app. So, of course, for my mom, it's like, but how do you know he's good? How do you know he's not a killer? How do you know? Well, this was the comment of my mom, and I laugh a lot. And when I told Hank, was like almost pissing. I mean, peeing on his pants, and it was like my mom told me, "Are you ready to listen to this?" She told me that probably Hank was going to kidnap me, take me to Holland, and sell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like prostitution or so.
Yeah, quite weird to get you and then to bring you.
I was really laughing because probably if you wanted to do that, you would fly me to Holland, not coming
also,
here.
Also, how do I lure you in an airplane? Okay. Fabio, Ingrid, go. Oh. Come to this airplane and fly with me. And
si.
You just
I'd be like, yes, kidnap him.
Yeah, of course. Let's go.
See, so that was one of the ideas of my mom. So yeah, I found it funny, but I understand also her worries because they didn't know you.
Yes, she's a mother
you.
Heart, so you
exactly.
Want to protect your children.
But now she loves Hank. She really loves Hank, and she's now. She has now a different opinion of you.
See, and me, Hank, has started loving you. Family big time, especially your mom. It's quite a character, but yes.
See, yes.
And we can get along.
And with my friends, well, that's a really good experience for me, because at least my good friends, at least my my group of good friends, they, it's not that they don't care, but they just agree. They don't have a really bad opinions about me dating people, and also they know me a little bit. I'm kind of an adventurous soul.
It did not came as a surprise by them, so
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just get to the point, like they are not surprised because I'm kind of like this, so and I like to be different. So I found someone that is different too, and that's why I really like you and love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
And I think if I'm honest, it was probably the comments of my mom that why I'm doing this, why this way, and why Holland, why not finding someone from my own country. I got those comments from her, and from one friend that I thought she was my friend.
So it's almost non-existent.
And I think that's...
It's funny, that contrast. Then in Holland, people are more open about dating apps.
And
but
yeah.
As soon as I go to Mexico,
exactly.
It's a problem. And
but
here it's kind of weird to use dating apps, but then you get more support if things started to be a relationship.
But just correct me if I'm wrong. I think in your case, it's just because it's Mexico. And that's sad.
Yeah. We can try if I start dating somebody from Canada, but I don't think you agree.
No.
So if their opinions would change.
Yeah.
Maybe Canada is a wrong example because it's also far away.
No, but well, in this case could be Canada, could be,
but
I don't know.
I don't think I got the comments like in Canada they remove your kidneys and
exactly.
They only want your money.
Your money,
yeah.
Or whatever, no?
Then it's probably bring warm clothes or something, and then,
But, yeah, like I said, In my case, I think I only have those two bad comments, and the other one from the friend, it was like, why insisting on a foreigner?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, as my other friend told me, if you want a foreigner, look for your foreigner.
Yeah.
And as I said in the last episode, I wasn't thinking that I was going to find someone in that app, because like we said, it's not for a long-term thing.
You were already at the end of your dating.
I wanted to become a lesbian. No, not true. I haven't got to that point yet.
Mexican lesbian or somebody from Europe. But,
No. Yeah. I still like men people.
Okay.
Apart from my group of friends, I can tell you that, I have heard comments like, bad comments is like, I wanted to say this, like, it's very common that in Latin America, people from other countries have a very bad opinion about Latin American women. And why? Because of course they believe that the woman is only looking for a green card or for a European passport or someone who takes them from their countries because their living conditions are not the best ones, so they want to live in another country with better living conditions.
And as long you have that, then you disappear from the relationship, you'll be independent in that country, and your goal is
exactly
something.
So it's not something that I have had comments, but that's the stereotype.
Yeah, I get that stereotype from Russian and Chinese women most of the time. Not from the Latin world, but I can understand.
See.
Yeah, and I wonder how other people have that with long distance relationship. How they if they lose friends or gain friends, even you know.
I think that happens.
That must be right.
That must be, but as we have talked, if your real friends will, or your family, or the people that really cares about you, they are going to support you.
Real friends will support you, also warn you, of course, but at some point
they need
to be in balance, like warn you but also be supportive. Okay, be careful but have fun at the same time, so to say.
Exactly, but like I said, now of course Hank and I, we are 37 years old, so pretty know.
Yeah, it's also not real, like 21 or something.
Exactly, we know what we're doing.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Maybe,
maybe not yet.
Often we came in situation that like
exactly. I think
here.
We are mature enough to know.
But
if
that's
this
also an adventure. And,
that's the thing. And I was going to, maybe we can close with that. Like how is for you, like having this adventure with me?
Yeah, this is. Oh boy,
would you encourage to someone to do it?
I would encourage someone to do it. If you really think this date could be something, and I would be so regrettable if I didn't have those dating apps installed and I somehow knew what I would missed out, what I have with you. So I would encourage, and I would say, if you got a match from somebody from the other side of the world, just, be careful. But if you have a click online and you start chatting nice, why not, you know? We're living in modern times, and everything is possible if you really,
want
it.
And also, for me, it's also the same. It's like I said, I'm very adventurous and I'm very different. And I would encourage people also to do it. And like I said to you, I've always looking for a certain guy, certain characteristics, and I have found people in my way, but boy, I found the exact same guy I wanted, like 9,000 kilometers away.
Yeah.
So.
Don't stop this distance.
Exactly, and you are making it possible now because you're flying to Mexico, and when I have the chance, I'm gonna do it for you. But what I'm trying to say is that you never know where are you going to find that person?
Yeah.
Your person.
Yeah. Yeah, this I think you're 100% correct. Just mm-hmm. don't miss out. What if you're old age and you're thinking about, oh, should have done this, should
exactly.
have done this. That
exactly.
must be a bad feeling, right?
And also, it's like we have talked, we don't know what the future is going to bring to us.
No.
And of course, we are trying it. But yeah, I don't want to be that girl who says that, what if, you know, what if I didn't click on this guy? What if I, just not... not getting to know you, so I don't want to be what if girl.
No.
I better risk it and just keep trying and see what happens.
Yeah, again, if you haven't clicked online throughout dating apps, and even if the distance is enormous, I would my advice is try it at least.
See,
you never know,
and you're seeing it with your own eyes. Now we are together today. Hank
yeah.
is leaving.
Yeah,
but
I have seen a part of the world I never seen
that's
before,
true.
And I've eaten food I never ate before. I experienced things, different music, whatever. You can name so many things. It's a really good experience for me so far. I'm starting to learn even a new language.
See?
See, so
you're doing good.
Yeah, and of course I love you. I want to grow
love
older with you. Be, but if tomorrow this would end it, then it's. Even it's not
an
a loss, it's an
yeah.
experience,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I have learned, I've seen, I, yeah, it made me feel alive, so to say.
Yeah, yes, that's the same also, and also with the pandemic, I have learned that, we should learn that life can be over tomorrow,
yes.
And that's what I say, I don't want to be the what if girl, because, yeah, you need to be careful. That's true. Be careful. Be precautious.
Be precautious.
But just risk it, right?
See.
Risk it because you never know. Maybe you can be surprised about it.
Yeah, of course. Do all the things to prevent you getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the chances are low you'll get it in an airplane. If
see.
An airplane is full of negative tested people, I'm more afraid about the local supermarket than an airplane.
See.
So Ingrid.
So Hank.
So we leave it by this?
See, I think so. I would love to...
I would love to hear
other opinions.
Especially for people in a long distance relationship,
see.
How they... see it.
And of course we don't want to say that Dutch people are like this or Mexicans are like this. It's just our own experience and how people around us think.
Yeah, there's always some truth to stereotypes, but don't
see.
Take it that seriously.
Exactly.
If you zoom in, then everybody has their own different character, and don't judge them by the nationality or the environment they are living in.
Exactly, and just risk it.
See.
Just risk it and live your life and just
try.
Try
to live your life to the maximum.
To the maximum. And if you don't find love, well, there's options.
There's options.
There's options. It's not... you can be surprised. Like we weren't...
Yeah.
We weren't two people looking for love exactly, but look where we are.
Look where we are, yeah. Fourth visit. Fifth is planning. Coming back in June, you.
So, thank you, Hank.
Thank you, Ingrid.
We will see each other on the next episode.
See.
Bye.
Bye-bye.